You're listening to the Sharks Audio Network. Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
The offseason continues to crank along, and today we are talking with Matt Benning on the comeback trail from injury that ended his 2023-2024 season prematurely. We checked in last week to see how things were going for the D-man. All right, we now have joining us of the San Jose Sharks, it is Matt Benning. Matty, what's going on, man? How are you doing?
Not a lot, just, enjoying summer, but also ramping up. Big season ahead for the Sharks, so lots of excitement right now.
Yeah, man, lots of excitement, and I think that's, it's obviously been even longer for you, but the last Sharks game was April 18th, and that, I'm like chomping at the bit at this point. I'm ready for some Sharks hockey. I'm ready for hockey in general, but let's go back before we get into all the other stuff that's been going on. How are you feeling, man? Because selfishly, when you went down, I was like, that's one of my guys. I was like, it's one of my best interviews. I was like, that's not the type of injury you want to get. So how are you feeling right now? How's the recovery gone?
Yeah, I mean, everyone through the process has been great. Starting with GM Mike, he's very, very on board with everything and doing what's best for me. And some players, throughout their career, they say, the GM, did it selfishly for the team. But in this situation, it was, Mike, saw me as a person, as a player first, which I really appreciate. And everyone in the organization was great through the whole thing. Give me the resources and time that I needed. Mm-hmm. Had the surgery done, everything went well. The surgeon was great. Still talked to him, called him last week just to check in on things. I'm really happy and, also really happy that I've had most of the summer to, go full tilt, which will give me the best opportunity to come back, and be like I was, if not better. So, lots up in the air for me right now in terms of, coming back, but, I'm skating a good amount, feeling good, training lots. It's an exciting time for me. I'm excited, probably more so than you. It's been, since December, since I played a hockey game. So, got to get back there and doing that.
Let me ask you, man, when you haven't, put on the skates for that long, when you first got out there, was it your groin? Was it your hamstrings? Was it your feet? Was it your quads? What was the most sore the next couple of days?
Yeah, I jumped on actually in San Jose. Part of my rehab was getting on the ice actually before I was able to run. So, it was kind of just like gliding and, that made me happy and smile. Just being able to feel the puck again and, being out there. So, I think for me, it was more so leg strength, quad strength, just getting all that back since I haven't, obviously they ripped me up pretty good in terms of the surgery and, time away from using it and skating and lifting. So, you lose a lot of muscle pretty quickly, but, time has been on my side this summer and throughout the year to get that strength back. So, I'm really happy with how it's going and, with things ramping up here with about a month leading before I come back, I just got to manage, not doing too much, but making sure I do enough. So,
yeah, I guess everybody gets injured, but I mean, was there anything that you looked differently at with the game of hockey? I mean, did you have more time to watch film? Did you start looking at things differently? Cause I would imagine that there's also an immense sense of frustration because you've had, your life leading to this, rare moment that you have to be a professional and you're used to focusing your energy in all one area. Like for you, were you watching film more intently or did you kind of even have to take like a step back to not get frustrated at being injured and not being able to play?
Yeah. Sorry. The dog just bowled his head right through the door. It was a little bit of both, obviously, just with the season that we went through, I think, I kind of took a step away from, watching hockey and more so just being there for a lot of my teammates and, especially the younger guys and, the guys that were there day to day going through all of it, so I took pride in that role. I took an NHLPA business course, kind of just keep my mind going forward. Mm-hmm. Whatever team we were playing, I, I think back to my first couple of years, we had a D coach, and he was always like, hey, watch, you know, watch somebody on the other team and pick up on a couple of things that that he does that maybe you could incorporate into your game. So, you know, obviously at home, I got the privilege of doing that. And then when we were on the road, I didn't travel, but I got to watch on the TV. So there's just little things here and there. And, you know, you got to keep your mind going somewhere when, especially when you don't, you know, when you're not doing a whole lot besides, you know, just rehab and, you know, hanging out. So, you know, it was definitely a challenge for me. It's, you know, I've always been able to play hockey. I haven't had any major injuries and, you know, injuries that kept me out for the year. So that was definitely a mental challenge for me. You know, but I leaned on, you know, my friends, my wife, my kids, everybody around me, and kind of powered through it. And here we are now.
Yeah, man, it's coming around in the season time. So I mean, that's, it's weird, but it's one of those things where you say, it's like, well, at least you got injured then and not, you know, in the last week of the season. Like, that sometimes that happens, and guys end up having to miss, you know, a great deal of, if not the entire next season. So, you know, it's one of those you know, glass half full, half empty situations where you're trying to say, like, all right, well, you know, at least I had enough time to get ready. But, you know, obviously, since you've last been on the ice, there's a lot of changes with the organization. And, you know, the one we can talk about first is the hiring of Ryan Warsawski as the head coach. What was your reaction there?
Yeah, I was really happy for him. He's, you know, although he's a younger coach, he's worked his, you know, his butt off. And, you know, I think he's a really good, you know, people person first. You know, he knows when something's up with somebody. He knows, you know, if somebody's off. And I think as players, you appreciate that a lot when, you know, the coach is coming up to you and just making sure everything's okay to begin with. And, you know, and then discussing anything hockey wise that he wanted to go over. So, you know, he's hungry. He wants to win more than anybody. You know, throughout the last year and a half, I'm going to say, because I was out for a lot of last year, you know, I really enjoyed, you know, him being my D coach. And, you know, we had some good chats back and forth and good hockey mind. He's a guy that wants to learn from the players and, in return, you know, provide us with some tips here and there on, you know, how to improve. So, from my standpoint, and, you know, for the guys, for the new guys coming in that don't know him, I think there should be lots of excitement. And, you know, somebody that's won at, you know, all the levels he's coached at, you know, so I think that's, you know, exciting point for Sharks fans and us players.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I just appreciate how much passion he has. Like, when he, at his introductory press conference, he was fired up. When we've had chances to talk to him on the side and stuff, like, he's so excited about it. Like, you feel that coming from him. And I think that's just such a cool thing to have. And, like, my kids, you know, I was telling them, because they're 8 and 10 year old boys, so, you know, everybody's old compared to them. And I was like, yeah, I was like, he's younger than me. You know, I was like, he's 5 years younger than me. He's really young. And they're like, that's not that young, Dad. I was like, easy, easy kids.
Easy, yeah.
But yeah, he's a super, you know, just, I enjoy his vibe so far. Like, he seems very ready for the challenges that come. And, like, that's the thing, is like, the franchise is in a better place than it was last year, and I think, you know, overall the year before, but there's still going to be challenges along the way. And I think that having a guy who's been here, who knows you guys, who's been through the situations, who's part of seeing that light at the end of the tunnel, that's got to be exciting for you, because you know Ryan, obviously, and then you see these new players that are coming in, like a Toffoli, for instance, and then you look at a rookie like Macklin Celebrini. And I'm not about to say that a 17-year-old kid should be the be-all, end-all savior from day number one, but I mean, there are exciting things happening. That's got to make you excited as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you look back towards his, you know, coaching career, he did a great job in the minors. And as we all know, the minors is mainly, you know, there's a lot of young kids developing. So I think that's, you know, if you're a younger player coming into the Sharks organization right now, you should be excited, because, you know, you look at the players that has gone through his team and in the minors, and there's a lot of guys playing, you know, and have great careers now. So, you know, I think there's a lot of responsibility on him, as well as us older players, to to help shape the younger core, to what we think it should be, and to help them grow as their careers start, and help turn this thing around. So from the guys that I've talked to, the older guys coming in, they're real excited, and they can bring individual pieces and see how that fits into the puzzle. And then the younger guys are very excited. Lots of competition, lots of ice time available. So I'm excited.
I'm just curious, obviously you're more of the veteran stage at this point, not that you're by any means quote unquote old, but you look at some of these young guys like Will Smith, Macklin Celebrini, Sam Dickinson, any of these younger guys, are there things that you want to tell them or try and explain to them that maybe, veteran players, when you were first coming up, were able to put out there and show you how to do it the right way?
Yeah, I think as a father now, and same to you with your kids, you try to let them experience their own experiences, but also give them some guidance on maybe some things that you learned the hard way in your career. And I think that's a valuable piece for me to bring to these young guys, as well as some of the older guys on the team. So I had a great mentor and guy who kind of took me under his wing my first year, Matt Hendricks, journeyman guy, played a long time, unbelievable human. So, I'm trying to, bring a lot of the things that he taught me into that dressing room. And, a lot of these things just kind of come up as things come along. I experienced a little bit of it last year with, the last couple of years with some of the younger D-men, trying to help them, mow their way through and into pro. And, I think if us, veteran or older guys can help the younger guys, kind of pave their way and show them the right way, then, it just makes that transition easy. It's a lot going on for those young kids. I mean, at their age, 18, 19, I was first year college, and,
right.
Just figuring out how to do my laundry, never mind, find a new place to live, new people, you're not familiar with everybody. So to try to make this group as much as a family as possible, I think that'll be an important thing. And getting the guys together, like you said, there's a lot of turnover from last year to this year, a lot of new faces. We're really excited. There's a great opportunity for everybody here.
While you touch on the family aspect, because you've got a bit of a hockey family, your grandfather was inducted into the Western Canada Professional Hockey Scout Foundation Wall of Honor yesterday. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was a great, great little event there. I think it was about 40 or 45 scouts, mainly NHL and WHL that got recognized. Obviously wish my grandpa could have been there. There's a lot of faces coming up to me and my dad and my uncles saying, telling stories about my grandfather and stories of traveling and that sort of thing. So it was a great event. My uncles traveled from all over, one from Oregon. It was a great event. My grandmother was there. She's 85, so that was pretty special for her to be there and accept a belt buckle award, honoring him. So I mean, scouts, as you know, they're the backbone of organizations, and they're kind of the unsung heroes. They don't get recognized. So last night was it was a great night for those scouts who have been doing it for a lot of them 30 plus years to get recognized.
And I'm sure you learned some things about your grandfather that you didn't know before, because people are coming up there and telling you stories and everybody wants to give you their take.
Yeah, absolutely. There's so many stories, and you just appreciate those stories. A lot of them, especially early in the scouting, there wasn't the budgets of the teams that there are now. And a lot of times guys would travel with, you know, a San Jose scout in Western Canada would travel from Edmonton to Calgary with a, you know, a Vegas, or not a Vegas, but like, you know, an LA scout. And, you know, you don't see that nowadays. So, you know, it's cool to see just the differences of you know, how they did it back then versus how they do it now. You know, everything back in the day was pen and paper. You'd fax it in and or mail it in, and it would take time. You know, now everything's digitalized, and, you know, some good stories of some older gentlemen, you know, how learning how to use the computer, just learning how to turn on a computer. You know, obviously we're used to that in our day now, but, you know, you definitely appreciate, you know, how much work they put in, how much miles they traveled. So it was a great, great event.
What are you most excited about as we finish up here for the upcoming season, or even before that upcoming training camp? Is there anybody that you're looking forward to giving a hard time that you haven't seen in person for a long time because of the off season? You guys all go your separate ways, or you just want to get out there with the team?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of guys that, you know, for example, Blackwood called me, FaceTimed me. He was at Capo's wedding, you know, with some of the other teammates. So it was a pleasant surprise to, you know, to see them and say hi to them. You know, a lot of the guys you miss, you know, you spend every day with them for, you know, good majority of the year.
Right.
And then you go 4 months of not seeing them. So, you know, even the guys you can only take in doses, you definitely miss. So, you know, there's a lot of guys I'm excited to see. And then obviously, you know, the new guys, I've texted most of them, just introducing myself, but, obviously, you know, getting to know them more, you know, as we, you know, dive into the season. So, you know, I think there's a lot going on. But, you know, from the guys that I've talked to, everyone's ready to go back. Had a good summer, recharged, and, looking to get at it.
By the way, when you meet those new teammates, have you ever had a situation where you had to say, like, sorry for blowing you up along the boards a couple of years ago?
Oh, I mean, throughout my career, yeah. I mean, maybe a couple times. I remember in Edmonton, Chris Weidman, we fought. I think it was my first NHL fight, actually. We fought, and then like 2 weeks later, he was traded to the Oilers. So, you know, that was, you know, awkward and that sort of thing. But, you know, I think there's a mutual respect for, you know, everybody out there that, you know, when your helmet's on and it's game time, it's, you know, you're competing. And then, you know, when your teammates, you know, it's definitely something different. And, you know, I remember Nashville, you know, leading up to Nashville, I was in Edmonton for 4 years, and Nick Cousins, I couldn't stand him on the ice. And, you know, it was one of those ones where when we were teammates, you know, we were best of friends. So it's funny how that works, but, you know, we're all competitors out there, you know, trying to do our jobs. So I think there's a good level of respect for one another.
Nice. Well, Mr. Benning, I will let you go. I appreciate your time as always. I'm stoked to see you back in San Jose real soon, man. And, keep on working out and getting ready for the season, and we'll see you soon, all right?
Awesome. Thanks for having me. We'll see you soon.
Again, that is Matt Benning of the San Jose Sharks joining us here on the Sharks Audio Network. Be sure to check any of our other off-season check-ins featuring Luke Cunningham, Ty Amberson, William Eklund, Fabian Zetterlin, and more. And next up, we will be talking with Mario Ferraro. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.
This podcast can be found for download under Sharks Hockey Digest on iTunes, Google, and Spotify, and on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, presented by Western Digital. All music by Yogi Yend.